So I want to teach tonight on the spirit that powers the world. Because the word of God is powerful. I'm not saying you sit down. I've not started preaching. I'm doing introduction. Praise God. Now, let me say this to you, anybody here. Now, what I share with you is how to get well by yourself. Now, you can get well by the anointing. I can minister now and then healings will happen. But when the sickness comes back, will you look for me again? When you fall sick again, are you following me? So what happened is that we have done many healing crusades. People get well in that healing crusade. When another sickness comes, they don't know how to get well. And one of the things I'm going to teach today, how to engage the Bible in your hand to produce results when nobody is there. Bible says the word of God, Hebrews 4:12, is quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. There is power in the world. Many of us don't know it. He sent a word to Jacob. It lighted upon Israel. It can turn a person to a nation. There is power in God's word. I know in the East, you people like drama. You like that. That's why the prayer house movement is strong in the East. Am I correct? The prayer house, where they mix too many things with the word of God. They mix too many things. But I'm saying to you that, all you have to do is, if you can do what you know in the word, your life will produce result. Strange frequency of result. Lift up your two hands. Say, Father, today, speak to me in a language that I will understand. Help me to obey the word. Help me to love the word. Help me to receive light in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for today. Lord, we give you the praise. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Sweet Holy Spirit, co-equal with the Lord, co-equal with the Father. Thank you. I'm not the most qualified and my name is anointed, but the mercy of the Lord qualified me. Lord Jesus, glorify Jesus tonight. Holy Ghost, empower your word in my mouth. Let your spirit come upon us. Transform our lives like never before. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Please have your seat like kings and queens in God's presence. The spirit that powers the word. Let me start by saying to us that the word of God is like a compound. How many of you did little chemistry? Chemistry. Science students. You did chemistry? Okay. So, you know, inside a compound we have elements. So the word of God is like a compound that can be broken into elements. And for example, in chemistry now, we have salt. Salt is what? Sodium chloride. Art and commercial students, the Lord will help you understand it today. Salt, that salt you eat, that salt that you eat is NaCl. Sodium chloride. So, simple practical chemistry. When you get battery, Tiger battery or any other battery, and you get the positive and negative, you connect together to the two ends, and you turn the water to a solution. How do you turn a solute to a solution? By adding a solvent. So salt is a solute. Solute is something that can be dissolved by a solvent. A solvent is a dissolver. So water is like a solvent. So when you put solvent inside solute, it becomes solution. So if you have salt, solute, and water, solvent, when you now mix it together, it becomes what? Solution. Praise God. So when you put the battery and the positive and negative, that's electrolytes. You know, when it enters into the solution, what will happen? The sodium will go to the positive pole and the chloride will go. So you will realize that your salts are actually two. Even though you take one salt, but there are two elements that make it. You see sodium move, chloride move. Water, H2O, hydrogen, and oxygen. Is it making sense to you? Glucose, C2H6. Huh? No. C2H6. Where? Is what? C6? Yes, okay, methanol. I was talking about methanol. Oh. I was talking about, no, that's ethanol. C2 is ethanol. Because I was going to add OH to it. So glucose is C6, H12, O. So, what's that combination? A glucose, we have 6 carbon, 12 hydrogen, 6 oxygen, because of the OH family. Are you following me? Is it making sense to you? Okay. Maybe we should use, I think glucose is too complicated. Let's do something very simple. Let's do tetra. And then tetra iodo. Praise God. I'm going to make it very simple. Okay, give me a simple compound. Just two elements.
Water.
Huh? Sodium hydroxide. Give me another simple one.
Water.
No, we have done water. We have done H2O. Hydrogen chloride, HCl. The wall of your intestine has acid, but it's not HCl. The wall of your stomach, I mean. But acid, HCl, H2SO4. Sulfuric acid. Is it looking like a chemistry class? Okay, let's come back to Bible class. Let's come back. If you are here, see, I hear, Pastor. So let's stick with water. Are you following me? So water is H2O, meaning two hydrogen and one oxygen. So when you drink, can I have a bottle of water? Give me. When you drink, no, this is an empty bucket. Yes. When you buy water, what are you buying? Hydrogen and oxygen. You thought you are drinking water, but in real sense, it becomes hydrogen and oxygen. That's why this water is liquid. At a point, it can become gaseous. It doesn't make it less water as gaseous state. Now, what happens when you start boiling this water and you leave it on fire? It evaporates. So where did the water go to? Hydrogen and oxygen. Is it making sense to you now? The thing is that, you see, you are not seeing the liquid water again, but the water is there in the atmosphere as hydrogen and oxygen. Then when you carry it inside a freezer, it enters the solid state. That's when it becomes ice block. Now you can't drink it the way you want to drink it because it's in the solid state, but it's still water. So, if water can be two elements, even though they look like one, the word of God is also in two elements. So, what are the elements that make up the word? We will see the answer in John 6:63. Show me the scripture. Let's check the elements that make up the word. John 6:63. Everybody, if you can read, let's read. It is the spirit. Please, is it possible I have scripture on this center screen so that everybody can see? I know we can see others, but I don't mind if I can get, but can we do this one? I want to go. Let's read. It is the Spirit who gives life. Wait, who gives life? I can't hear you. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The word that I speak to you, what are the elements involved? They are spirit and the same way salt is sodium chloride. Word is spirit life. The same way water is hydrogen and oxygen. Word is spirit and life. Is it making sense to you now? So, anytime God's word comes, it doesn't come as one thing. It comes as spirit and life. Meaning, if a word doesn't produce life, it doesn't have spirit. Oh, you are not following me. You know, if it is the word of God, it will come from the spirit. Are you following me? Then the result of that word is life. But you know, there are too many empty words. I can't do anything. If every word can change people, everybody should be a good person. That's why counseling, they just counsel you, don't do like that again. No, bad things are bad, and they didn't change, and they came under an atmosphere. Somebody is speaking, they are crying. Hey, are you fault? Is it making sense to you? Someone say, hey, my friend, don't do that thing. Don't do it to say, okay, I've heard you. But somebody just said, why are you doing it? That's the only thing. Why are you doing it? Say, breakdown. I don't know. I won't do it again. Why? One is ordinary word does not have spirit. So it doesn't produce life. One came from the womb of the spirit. The result of that word is life. Many of you, they have told you not to do bad things. You kept doing it. But you came under certain atmospheres and had certain instruction. One of my girls told me in church, she said, Pastor, anytime I want to sing, I'll be hearing your voice. It's as if you are there. Hey, stop it! You know, I was preaching one day and I raised a particular... Imagine you are preaching. I said, why do you want to hurt Jesus? Why do you want to hurt Jesus? And then that word cannot leave somebody for 20 years. Anytime they want to sin, they will be hearing, why do you want to hurt Jesus? Why do you say, Pastor, leave me alone now? Allow me to, you want to, today I'm going to, you know, there are days you want to mess up. You want to do it and say, I'm not, see, I can't, you see, whatever will happen, today I'm going, I don't get there. Why? I say, Pastor, don't reach here again. Why? You know, Psalm 107 verse 20. Show me. That word carries capacity to move. Psalm 107 verse 20. Show me. Show me. Can you see? What did he say? He sent. Hello, sir. Please come, sir. Sorry. You see, that sister that is there. Eh? 1, 2, 3. Let me collect a phone and come back. Bring the phone. Thank you. He's going to Lagos with me. He sent his brother. The brother went, collected the phone. All I need is to send him. And the phone came. Whenever I need phone, what do? Send him. What's your name, sir? Benjamin. I need 12 phones. Please. And when you send Benjamin, you don't need to check if it will happen or not. You don't need to be checking. Will it happen or not? All you are doing is just be watching. When Benjamin returned, the phone cannot be less than 12. I did not mind whether all I need to do is send Benjamin. The challenge is, how long will it take Benjamin to bring it? That will depend on my level of faith. Hey, Benjamin! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Benjamin, I need money. Get me money. I went, where? So that they will say, Pastor came to take our money. Return their phones back to them. He said, his war. The war left him and journeyed. He didn't have to follow the word. He didn't have to say, word, what are you trying to do? Word, what will you do when you get there? When he sends it, he goes in his capacity. The word follows the strength of the sender. So let me shock you. You see, I'm not sending Benjamin now. Benjamin, come and sit down. 1, 2, 3. Bring your phone. Oh, yeah. Bring your phone. Drop it and say bye-bye. Sometimes, some of the things will happen late, but they will still come. That you said it today, did it happen today? Doesn't mean it's not happening. Sometimes, when you order for a car from US, it will take 30 months on the sea. If you want to buy a charger, the dispatch rider will be in front of your house in 10 minutes. What you are buying determines the speed. You didn't get it. If you want to buy a charger now, the dispatch rider will drop it in 20 minutes. Yes. If you want to buy a car, it might take 3 months on the sea. Yes, how heavy the thing is sometimes affects the... So that it's not coming doesn't mean it's not coming. It means it has not arrived. That you have not seen it doesn't mean it's not coming. It's just that it has not arrived. So what do? Keep speaking till it comes. I sent my word. I didn't need to go there. Yet they brought the phone. Did I go and meet them? But did the phone get to me? Anytime God sends his word, the word does what he wants. Why? The word can travel. So let me shock you. Okay. I will get there at the end of my sermon. Oh, Holy Ghost. He sent forth his word. The word went and healed them. The strength of my healing anointing is in speaking. Laying of hands is powerful. I do laying of hands. But I've seen more miracles speaking to people than laying hands on people. When you come for my YMR, I just declare, you are healed, you are healed. Thousands will get well. The strength of my healing anointing, me, is in speaking. Because I have hugged this scripture. He sent his word. If I can send his word, it's not my word. He will back up his word. Why? That word is not an ordinary word. It is spirit. And the result of the spirit is that if it is spirit that comes, there will be life. Are you following me? If it is spirit that releases the word, life will follow it. So if you are going to write a chemical formula for the word, it will be, we'll go and do Greek. No, we'll go and do Greek. The Greek word for spirit is pneuma. The Greek word for life is zoe. Are you following me? You know, in chemistry, you want to write potassium. You write as K because of kalium. You want to write iron. You write as Fe, yes, ferrous. You want to write, I love organic chemistry. Silver, you write as what? Ag, yes. God has what? Some people are like, what are they saying? Lord, what are they saying? But don't worry. So, if we want to write spirit, we write it as pneuma, Greek. We want to write life, we write it as zoe. So, if I'm going to do a chemical formula for pneuma, it will be PN. If we want to write for zoe, it will be ZO. So, imagine, how do we write this chemical formula? Are we going to write PNZO or are we going to do C2H4 kind of chemical formula or CH4 kind of chemical formula? So we'll use methane as a template to write for the spirit because it is one carbon and four hydrogen. So if we're going to write for the word, we will put spirit at the center, pneuma. Then anywhere the spirit goes, life enter. PNZOZO. If it turns here, there is life. If it turns here, there is life. If it turns here, there is life. If it turns here, so it is PNZO4. That's the chemical formula of the world. It is spirit producing life. Anywhere is send is war. Are you for any direction? If you send it to finance, there is life. You send it to marriage, there is life. You send it to your health, there is life. You send it to ministry, there is life. You send it to your business, there is life. Anywhere you send it, there is life. So, authentic word is not oratory. I know how to talk. Not be this one. Not be show chocho. You hear me? Not be I know how to talk. See, if you think he's talking, in Acts chapter 19, he's not even saying what we are saying. It is who is saying it. There was a guy called Paul. Verse 11 and 12. God did something powerful to him. Handkerchiefs and apron from him. We're going to house of demon. And demons are seeing Anki. They were running. Who get handkerchief? Because this handkerchief is coming from a man that has spirit. Show me Acts 19:11. He spoke something to this Anki. He spoke to the Anki. Act 19:11. And God wrought special miracles by the hand. See, when I'm using scripture, leave picture. Put scripture there. You don't need my picture when we're using scripture. And behold, the hand of the Lord was upon 19. I said 19, not 13. Now, God wrought unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. Verse 12, see what happened. So that even handkerchiefs or apron were brought from his body to the sick. Then what happened? Diseases left them. Evil spirit went out of them. Can handkerchief talk? It means somebody already spoke. And the statement was coded inside the handkerchief. Because it is life statement, you don't have to keep talking. The one you have said is an, did you hear me? So one funny guy, seven of them, he said, if you talk to her. Note, this Anki went to a demon person. The demon ran away. Can the Anki talk? But demon saw Anki and ran. Then seven guys. Say seven. Say seven. Shout it. Say seven. Not be seven babes. So. After men. Man of God, please come. See. My God. Odogu. Ah. Odogu banana. Seven of this kind of caliber of men, they went into one house. Show me, let's start from verse 16. And guess what? Funny thing, their father was a pastor. Seven sons of Sceva, the high priest. Their father was high priest, but he was not high. You know, get rank. Media help me. Let's start from verse 14. And there were how many? Seven sons of Sceva. Hey, you, can I guess? Please join him, sir. I'm looking for, don't go back. Please go and join them. Sir, you know that. Please, stay. Is it many? How many? Three. Protocol, join them. Sir, what are you doing? How many are there now? Please come, sir. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes. Seven sons of Sceva. The high priest. Say high priest. You can have a tattoo and lack mantle. You can have a title and what? And lack mantle. The chief of the media. Put my scripture back. The chief of the media, of the priest. Who this one? Oh, media, help my scripture. Verse 15, no? 15. 15, 15. And, no, go back to that 14. Let's finish that one. Let's finish. And there were seven sons of one Sceva. No, start from 13. Then, some certain itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus. Which name? Oh? Shout out. Which name? Okay. We adjure you. Kalebakuka ilalua. You can have our tongues. We are actually speaking from tongues. There is tongues all over your life. The devil is already dealing with you. Hey, not you. In the name of Jesus, Paul preached. They couldn't say Sceva preached. Their father was the high priest. They couldn't say in the name of Jesus that Sceva, our father, preached. Their father no gerank. Say, our father, we don't know what he's preaching. No. Say, but Paul, he preached Jesus. So in the name of Jesus that Paul preached, we adjure you. Then next verse. And there were seven sons of Sceva. These people, sons of the high priest. They are the ones that did it. Seven. Seven. Can I get one small? Demon doesn't have to be big. Can I get one portable? Come. So, no. Stand on the altar. You are the demon. You see how humble he is. You see, it's very humble. Then this, now, if it is a fight, who will win? No, even one is enough. This man alone is enough to finish him. One, just slap, he will forget his own name. Then seven men, all of you, face him. They say, in all of them together. Hey, seven empty men together with one tiny demon. In the name of Jesus, that Paul preach, get out. Next verse. Let me play that NTN is. Banana, banana. Breaking news. Wait. Hey, but let's see what happened. And the evil spirit answered them and said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? Seven men. Who are you? You were saying what Paul used to say, but you don't carry what Paul had. What gave Paul audacity and authority to speak? You don't have. So saying it, saying what we are saying, doesn't even produce the power. It is not in the saying. It is in the connection. Your connection determines your collection. Are you following me? These seven guys were not connected to the Spirit. So they don't have right. Even though they said what Paul said, they couldn't see what Paul saw. Don't be bad, Gragra. But that is not, if that is what happened, I'll be fine. Next verse. Church, pity them. And the man in whom this evil spirit was leaped upon, then overpower them. All of you, lie down. Yes, overpowered you. Lie down, lie down. Lie down. Don't lie down with dignity. Lie down very well. So, do you know what you do? You'll be walking in their midst. Walking. To show that you have overpowered them, you do like this. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Can you see? Do it. Overpower them so that they fled out of the house naked. Can we remove their clothes? They fled out of the house naked and wounded. How can this tiny man? How can he harass seven men? Remove their clothes and wounded them. Yet they said the right word. He's not saying the right word. He's carrying the right spirit. Are you following me? They said in the name of Jesus, come out. But they didn't have the spirit. But remember I said, if it is from the spirit, it will produce life. This one produced beating. Instead of the word producing life, it produced beating. Instead of the word producing life, what did it produce? But remember in verse 12, this Anki went to the house of demon. Demon saw Anki, ran, saw people, beat. The same demon that saw Anki and ran, saw people, beat them. Is this Anki more valuable than seven men? Did Jesus die for Anki? How come people that are in the image of God were beaten? An Anki that is made by men. The one who had this Anki spoke a little word into the Anki. Because that word is powered by the Spirit, demon ran. But men said the right word. They didn't have the Spirit. They were beaten. You have been speaking empty words. That's why there is no result. It's not about quoting scripture. It's having the Spirit. So that whatever you say becomes a law. There are words and there are words. It's not in shouting. It's in authority. Are you following me? You are angry. Very angry. Very, very angry. And ranting until a soldier shows up. He said, I have temper problem. Leave me alone. My temper is high. Leave me alone. But the guy just shows up with uniform. He said, good morning, sir. I thought you were angry before. Authority. Stand up, sir. You will never be defeated in your life forever. I prophesy over you. Because you have laid down before God's altar today, nothing defeats you again. 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 You acted like the demon. No demon will carry you. You will remain victorious. In Jesus' name. Please go and sit down. Are you getting understanding tonight? This Anki cannot talk. But the Anki came from a man that spoke spirit into it. Yes, so what happened? Life. Someone shout life. Oh, Holy Spirit. I'm trying to show you why you have been quoting scripture and it's not working. The Lord shall supply my needs. Since you have been quoting it, no need have been supplied. You are broken and you were broke before you started. And you're like, I was quoting scripture. How come the scripture I'm quoting is not working? No weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. Yeah, they keep pressing you every night. Why? It's not in quoting the scripture. Quote it from the Spirit. Show me 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. 2 Corinthians 3, 6. Put it on the center screen, please. I want all of us to read. Are you there? Can you see the screen already? Okay, let's see from the words we have. Want to go, let's read. Who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant? Not of the letter, but of what? Why? For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives what? So, I remember I told you, anywhere the Spirit enters, what follow? The letter is, I know Matthew chapter 2 verse 4. You know it, that's letter. The result of the letter is death. You will quote scripture, devil will still be pressing you. Oh. Why? The letter at that frequency is death. Oh, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You finish quoting it. The young lion do lack and suffer hunger. Though that trust in the Lord shall lack nothing good. You have been quoting it. That's why many Christians are frustrated, because they are quoting scriptures and they don't see results. They were quoting letters, no spirit. Listen, I don't watch football, but I love Messi. Sorry, Ronaldo fans. Messi is my goat. But guess what? Listen, I'm not sure I've ever watched one Messi match. But guess what? Anytime people are talking about Messi, I'll be listening. So when me have to go out, I'll say, hey, Messi, Messi, Messi. And I don't know Messi. It's possible people say what they don't know. I don't watch football match, but I hear commentary. So when I start talking, you will think I watch the match. There are many people that can quote scriptures, but they don't know the word. The word is not Bible, the word is a person. Are you following me? That's why a Muslim will be doing commentary online. You'll be quoting Bible. Have you been seeing some of those funny people online? Abbalists will say, for example, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. They will tell you, the Bible of Bible said, we don't interpret Bible with sense. How do you explain that I make money and I'm giving God 10%? Which can God be that now? God, how far now? How much will they make when you won't collect 10%? A normal man will say, that your God. But a man that is a spiritual man will say, Lord, this is your part that makes my remaining part meaningful. So when God asks us to give, people will say, why are you spending your money? Me, I'm saying I'm securing my money. Now, a sense man can, see, let me quote this scripture for you. Don't allow people online to interpret the Bible for you. They are normal people. Show me 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's start from verse. Where do I start from? Where do I start from? Let's start from verse 12. Verse 12. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12. Everybody, follow me. Oh. 1, 2, go. Let's read. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. Next verse. The things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Spirit teacheth, comparing spiritual things with. When they want to do you, they will start comparing natural things to spiritual. Say, don't you see this one? Don't you see? Hey, we don't compare natural things with spiritual. What do we compare? Spiritual things with spiritual. We are operating at a higher frequency. They can't understand it. Show me next verse. See, want to go? Let's read. But the natural man does not receive the things of the spirit, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Why will God ask you to sow? A natural man is saying, the money that is not enough. Wait, in recent, you get 10K. I say, give me 5K. Does it make sense? Remember the story of the widow? She had one last meal. And the prophet got there. Give my own first. Even today, they go drag that prophet. Say, prophet, say, hey. Prophet, say, hey. I get one small meal for me and my butter, and my boy. He said, may I give you first? Prophet. Abba. Why you weaker like this? But the woman obeyed and gave the prophet first, and she lacked never. How's Abraham? I will make you a father of nations. Is that correct? Then God now finally gave him a son. Is that correct? God now said, give me the son. He said, which son? He said, give me your only son. Is Ishmael not there? God not the only son. So when he got there to kill the son, God said, now I know. Are you not the omniscience? Why are you just knowing? I thought you know everything. Why are you not knowing? If you can't give me your Isaac, you can't get your Israel. There's something you guys don't like, but I'll say it. God said, walk 6 days, give me 1 day to rest and worship me. You talk, say, if I walk, add. See, many people die because they don't follow the law of God. God told me, he said, son, if you break the law of rest, you will take injection. I don't fall sick. I don't use drugs. God told me, son, if you break the law of rest, there is nothing I can do for you. You will take injection. So what does God do? All of you have it here. You don't just take pay attention. Me, as soon as God wants me to shut down, my breathing will become hot. I know. Don't stop. If I don't obey, this place will start itching me. If I don't obey, it will enter my leg. After that one, a bed rest. So God gave you warning signal to say, stop. Now, when I start feeling that hot breath, all I need to do is to shut down my phone, sleep, even fast itself. I stop the fast. I start eating. Eat, sleep, rest. Give me 2 days, I'll be normal. That's how I don't fall sick. Your body is created to repair itself. That's why we have leukocytes, white blood cells, to fight antibodies. Are you following me? Your body has capacity to heal itself. Are you following me? But many of you, you disobey the law of rest. You'll be late to rest very soon if you don't obey the law of rest. Is it making sense to you? There are things to eat and there are things not to eat. Even in the garden, God told them don't eat this one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you eat everything. And you are saying it's God's fault. You eat everything. I'm not even. Oh, Jesus. In the wilderness, God told them don't eat this one. Don't eat this one. Why? These ones are injurious to your body. Eat this one. Eat this one. God was concerned about their diet Who told you God is not concerned about your diet now? Who told you? But people now use nature. I can go on and on and show you spiritual things in the Bible. Natural men cannot understand a natural man cannot, a commentator online cannot explain scripture to you. You are a natural man. It is a foolishness to you. For example, you see one young boy, despite his wealth, he is serving in church as usher. People say, and you are a big man. You have a special seat. I love what I'm seeing here. No special seat for pastors. I love it. You are a big man. Why are you serving in church? But a spiritual man knows, no matter what I've achieved, the lifter of my head is the one that did it. If he removes his mercy, I am finished. We are a product of mercy. Why are you doing this in church? Why are you, despite your wealth? My wealth is outside the church. Here, I'm a servant of God. Here, I am God's baby. That's why in our church, to the glory of God, you will go to, if you come for a convention, most of the people in sanitation, they are bank managers. They are MDCEOs. They are the ones watching toilets, sweeping the floor. I'm talking of redemption camp. When you come for our convention, the guys, all those guys, it is when you get to their car park that you will know that they are wealthy. They will wear one tattered clothes, be sweeping the toilet. You will think they are broke. People will come, hey, give me tissue. They talk to them anyhow. The man say, God bless you, God bless you. Hey, why you doing? You see, you lose your watch when you say, don't you know who I am? You are a nobody. Anyone that says, don't you know who I am, doesn't know who he is. Because why? Satan will always come to test if you believe who you are. Matthew 3:17, 18 and 19. Jesus came. Heaven's open. This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Who said it? God. From where? Heaven. In Mark chapter 4, if you are the son of God. Satan came to say, if you are the son of God, turn stone to bread. What did God tell him? This is my beloved son. I know who I am. I don't need to prove it to you. That's why Jesus said, man shall not leave my brethren. Hey, guy, I don't pass this thing. He said, if you're son of God, jump. I know my capacity. Angels are with me. I don't need to jump to prove I'm a son. I don't need to jump to prove my sonship. I am a son. Jumping won't prove it. Are you following me? Sometimes people want to provoke you to prove. There is nothing to prove. Who are you trying to impress? Who? So people don't understand why we are serving God. Why are we crazy? I was in Atlanta. I was coming to Lagos. I missed my flight. I was coming from Minneapolis. I landed in Atlanta and I went to the lounge and I forgot my departure time and I missed my flight. I was crying like a baby at the airport. Hey God, help me, help me. I forgot I'm a pastor. Why was I crying? Hey, help me. Thank God nobody videoed me. It had been popular redeemed pastor crying at the airport of Atlanta. Hey, help me, oh. Hey, open the plane. I was rolling on the floor. How can I miss my flight? I could not tell my wife that I was baby like that. How can I miss my flight? Oh. Later, I dawned on me that, hey, guy, you're a man of God. Respect yourself. Do you know why I was crying? I didn't want to miss Sunday service. Sir, I was crying because I was like, I was not in church last week Sunday. Will I not be in church again this Sunday? That was why I was crying in Atlanta. A normal person will say, what's wrong with you? You are in America. Go to one church and preach. Collect dollars. You come back next week. No, this is God's sheep. When lion wanted to take one, David did not say it's only one. Yeah. You don't hear me? They gave David some sheep to take care of. Lion came, took one. How many? How many? The lion didn't take David. The lion didn't come for David. He came for one sheep. David risked his life to save one. Another one, Bear came to pick one. Not David. David risked his life to pick that one. God said, if you can save a sheep, you can save a nation. God said, I found David. God didn't find David from where he was preaching. He found David from where he was doing his domestic assignment, taking care of sheep. So when we are serving, people don't know why we are serving. It's a revelation. Normal people are saying you are doing too much. I say it is too much that matters. I was crying in Atlanta because I was missing Sunday service. I couldn't sleep all night. I was rolling. How will church look like? How will I miss church? I was weeping at the airport. There was one couple, look at me, calm down, what's wrong with you? Calm down. The next day, because they put us on the next flight, next day in the evening, when I saw them, I dodged. I didn't allow them to see me. So I said, yeah, but that guy, that was the guy that was crying yesterday. But after, God said, you pass a test. God wanted to check my heart. Do I really love God's people or I love ministry? Some people love ministry, they don't love God's people. Some people love the status Pastor Daniel. They love the care. They don't love ministry. They don't love God. They don't love God's people. Do you know what happened, sir? After that one, I went to United. Wasn't it direct flights from Lagos to Atlanta? Delta. So I went to United. I left from that terminal to another terminal. I bought United ticket because United is going by 7. That one was 5. I got United ticket. I paid. At the point of confirming and checking, they said they couldn't confirm my payment. Hey, I said, check it. I called the customer care. I have to be in Lagos. Check my flight. I called two of my pastors in Nigeria. Start praying. They were praying. Pastor, you come. You say, Pastor, Papa, we are praying with you. I say, oh, pray. I called my wife. Start praying. They were doing prayer. I must not miss my flight too. I must come. United didn't confirm the flight. The guy said, 2 minutes more. I said, please help me. 1 minute more. And they closed counter. United took my money. I now have to call the pastor in Atlanta. Pastor, I'm at the airport. Come and pick me to your house. That was when I calmed down. Do you know the funniest thing? I was supposed to pay for another flight, $2,000, from Atlanta to Lagos because it was my fault to miss the flight. It wasn't a delayed flight. I got to the boarding gate next day. Delta said, free, no payment. United refunded my money. I came back to Nigeria, perfect. What did I discover? I saw my heart for my church. I saw my heart for God's people. Natural man will wonder, why is he crying? It is spiritual. If Jesus wept, who am I not to? Pastor cried when armed robbers came to this church. He wept like a baby. He called me. He was pain. Not because his investment. It's God's something. Are you following? He came on Sunday and said, well, they thought he was doing bold face. After that bold face, he was broken. Are you following me? Natural man will not understand. Why are we crazy about God? Now, see, you are here. People are wondering, why are you in church? You may be making money. So in advanced countries, you know what they did? They put higher money on Sunday shifts. In the UK, in America, if you work on Sunday, you make more money. So you will now check which one, money or God. And you know, Bible didn't say you cannot serve God and devil. He put money side by side with God. You can't serve God and money. Mammon. So money is the opposite of God. Not even devil. Devil doesn't match God. Pastor. Let me try and close. Are you blessed today at all?
Yes, sir.
Let me just give me a few minutes to tidy this up and we're done. People don't understand. Why? Why were you? So when God says, work 6 days, give me 1 day. What he's saying to make more money, add that 1 day. I told my media team in church yesterday, I said, guys, come. A certain level of blessings you can't get until you enter a covenant. Lord, bless me. I will give you my Sunday. that no matter the business deal on Sunday, I won't attend until after church. Lord, I consecrate that day for you. No matter how high you take me, this day is your day. Is it making sense to you? That no, see, until you, it's a spiritual thing. You can't tell me you have gig on Sunday. You can't tell me you have gig that pastor, they are paid though. That work is going, even though if you bring the tithes, God is requesting for how many days? Just one day in a week. Do everything you want to do. Monday, you don't want to come for midweek service. We encourage you to come. But okay, you don't come. Pastor, I'm on shift. I'm working. But that Sunday, he says he should come and worship me and thank me for the week. You say, I went to do gig. So it's natural. Natural men cannot understand it. But for spiritual men, we understand the complicatedness of service. Show me my scripture. Oh God. Are you blessed today? Show me my scripture. We are in 1 Corinthians 2. We are in verse 15 already. I'll be of verse 14. Where are we? 14. Show me that scripture. Ah, God, let me try and close this. Just give me 10 minutes, I'll run up. Let's go back here. Let's start for their foolishness. Want to go? For their what? Foolishness to him. Nor can he know them because they are spiritually designed. Let me add this one. A normal man will say, you want to marry babe? Sample Anna. Sample the babe. But our own says, marriage is honorable, bed undefiled. They will call you a fool for obeying God. But don't be angry. It is foolishness to them. Holiness is foolishness. Don't try to make sense to the world. Purity is foolishness. Everybody is corrupt. You say, I'm not doing. It is what? Foolishness. You know, many of you do it. You go to work. You get there by 10. You sign 8:30. Integrity is not existing. But a believer like you gets there, you check the time. 10. You have already implicated the person that was supposed to sign 8:42. Because the last one is 8:41. Let them call you over Sabi. It is better. Because why? Integrity is foolishness to natural men. Next verse. Well, look at this one. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. They don't understand you. They don't understand you. So, the word of God is a spirit. It produces life. Why is it a spirit? How is it a spirit? The Bible is the written word, but behind the written word is a living word. So, why is the word of God so powerful? The word of God is not a book, it's a person. Are you following me? Show me 1 John 5:7. 1 John 5:7. Let me show you the name of Jesus in heaven. Want to go? Let's read. For there are three that bears record in heaven. The Father. I can't hear you. And who? So they don't call him Jesus in heaven. What do they call him? The Word. Is the Word of God. Show me Revelations 19:13. Show me. Want to go? Let's read. He was clothed with a vesture, dipped in blood. What is his name? So go back to John 1:1-5. Who is that person? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word. Wait. Remember in Revelations, who are we talking about? Jesus. Who is the Word? In John, 1 John 5. Who are we talking about? Jesus. Who is the Word? So let's go. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Next verse. Verse 2. The same was with God in the beginning. Media, help me now. Oh, Jesus. Verse 2, we are in verse 2 already. And he was in the beginning with God. Next verse, verse 3. All things were made through him. And without him was nothing was made that was made. Without him. Next verse. In him was life. And that life is the light of men. So, verse 5. And that light shines in darkness. So what happened in John 1:5? That's what happened in Genesis 1, 2, and 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And what happened? The Spirit of God moved upon the water. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Anytime the Spirit moves, the Word follows. Spirit, life. Spirit, life. Spirit, life. The Word is a person. It's... So, why is he that strong? John 4:24. God is a spirit. If you read 1 Corinthians 3, it says the Lord is that spirit. So, if the Word will be powerful, it has to be that you know the life, you know the Spirit, you have a relationship with the person of Jesus, so that whatever you are saying from him is coming from a life, from a spirit, not just mere quoting. The difference between you and other people is that you have a relationship with the person you are speaking about. So let me explain to you. Sometimes you don't know the Bible verse, but you know the Word. It doesn't make the Word weak. It's because you have what? You have relationship with the person. So when you say it, the one who said the Word know what he said. Sometimes you forget the verse. According to Matthew something, you only say the Word and he backs it up. Even Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 4, when the devil was tempting him, he didn't say, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6, he said, for it is written. All he kept saying is, for it is written. All he kept saying is, for it is written. You know what is written. When you know what is written, you can't be written off. Know what is written. Know what is written. You may not remember the verse. You may not. There are times you are praying, the Word will come. It will be quickening them in your spirit. Release it. Release it. Release it. The one who said it, know what he said. I told you I will buy you a car. You know, say, Daddy, you said to me on the 3rd of November, 8:03 p.m. Is that what you say? You say you promised me a car. Yes, sir. You don't quote the time. You don't quote the date and the venue. But you say it. I say, yes, I said so. I'm not saying don't quote verse. If you know verse, fine. But don't allow not remembering verse and chapter hinder you from speaking God's word. But for the word to be powerful, you need a relationship with him. A relationship with Jesus empowers the word in your mouth. When you now back it up with a fellowship with the Holy Ghost, you have a genuine relationship with Jesus, and you now know how to pray in tongues sufficiently. When you release a word, it comes out as a missile. Say missile. It won't come out as ordinary. He sent a word to Jacob. It lighted upon Israel. Why? When you speak the word after an encounter with him, and you speak it on the premise of the Spirit. Remember, even God didn't speak until the Spirit moved. Let me encourage you. Before you quote scriptures, sometimes pray in the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you how I pray. Sorry. Are you blessed? You know, many of you, when you are praying, then you eat a gosha. That realm where, you don't say yes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I prayed. You have wasted the prayer. Anytime you pray to a level, you know you are praying prayer points. When you now get to the point of prayer, there is prayer point, there is point of prayer. Are you following me? When you get to a point like, what do? Switch to words. You are praying in tongues to a level. You can feel God. Start quoting scriptures. Start releasing scripture. Start decreeing. That's how when I want to release word, I pray in the Holy Ghost sufficiently. It works like power. Don't you say, I command you? No, it won't happen. Speak it when it is hot. So what do? Spend time in worship and tongues. When you get to that point, release the word. Why? Remember, if it is powered by the Spirit, it produces life. Every time you are doing prayer, don't just close with, in Jesus' name I pray. As you enter a realm, what do? Release words. Declare. That is when that word is spirit and it produces life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me give you one bonus. Who came to the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve sinned? Is it God? Okay, show me Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. No, start from verse 4. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. Verse 5. For God knows that, she was deceiving them. Now, verse 6 now. So the woman saw that the fruit was good for food, and she ate it, and then gave her husband to eat. Verse 7. Their eyes were open. They were both naked. They still fig leaves to cover their body. Verse 8 now. Hey, but let's read. Want to go? And they heard. No, show me KJV. Show me KJV. And they heard. What did they hear? What was the voice doing? They didn't hear God walking. What did they hear? His voice walking. The word can move. Send it on their hand. Don't apply to a company you have not sent a word to. Brothers, don't propose to a sister you have not sent a word to. But that's a bonus one. The word can work. Are you following me? Don't travel until you have sent the word. Don't apply until you have sent the word. Let the word go there before you. He sent forth his word. They heard the voice of God walking. The word can move. Send it to your future. Rise up on your feet, somebody. Hear me. I want to give you 2 minutes. Can you look at your 20 years? Send the word there. Send the word there. The word can travel. The word can move. The word can travel. Send the word to your marriage. Send the word to your children. Can you pray in tongues for 2 minutes? After that tongues, then release the word. Regedege baba lakata. Iya dada la mamaka. Hey baby, rekepu, ragadi, eliata. After you have prayed in tongues for like 2 minutes, send the word. The world can move. It can go into your future. It can go into your marriage. Jesus, my time. Let me show you something. Amen. Listen. Amen. Calm down. We are still going to pray. Listen to me. Do you know you can get your own verses from the Bible? I'll teach you how to do it. And I'm showing you from scripture. You have to, what's your name? You have to start doing gift chapter 1 verse 1. Gift chapter 1 verse 2. By mixing like three scriptures into one. Let me show you how it happened. In Acts chapter 1, verse 20. Show me that scripture. Acts chapter 1, verse 20. See, everyone, let's read. For it is written in the book of Psalms. Wait, this is how many verses? Chapter 20 is one verse. Verse 20 is one verse. Am I correct? What did he say? Let his habitation be desolate. Let no man dwell therein. Let his bishopric another man take. In Acts, it was one verse. But let's break this scripture to check how they got it. They said, it is written in the book of Psalms. So let's know how many verses made up this verse. Show me Psalm 69, verse 28. Verse 25. Psalm 69, verse 25. Show me. See, they pick one line. Let his habitation be desolate, and let no one dwell in their tent. They pick this one, Psalm 69, 28. Number two, show me Psalm 109, verse 8. Know the distance between 69 and 109. Psalm 109, verse 8. Let his days be few, let another take his office. They pick Psalm 69. They combine it with Psalm 109 and made it together as Act 120. You can find the first line of your destiny in Matthew. Second line in Mark. Third line in Ephesians. Fifth line in Exodus. And combine together. Daniel chapter 2 verse 3. There was never a place where they spoke about Judas. It was Peter that went to, it's called spiritual navigation. He was mixing scripture. He picked Psalm 69. He picked Psalm 1. Look, the distance between Psalm 69 and 109. How many verses? How many chapters? Yet, he could connect it. Why can't you look at scripture and find your own scripture? You can pick the first line of your destiny in Genesis. Find the second line in Matthew. Third line in Ephesians. The last line in Malachi. And combine it together as AGK chapter 1 verse 2. You need to start writing your Bible. You need to start writing your Bible. You need to start. It's not compulsory you cut a whole verse and make it your verse. You can pick one line there and go and look for another line somewhere. This is how I cook my destiny. There are so many words hanging in my future. On campus, I prayed for 5 years for my marriage and my children. I am not surprised how it is looking like. 5 years. Every day, it's called insurance prayer. What insurance policy do you have? There must be words hanging in the air waiting for you. In case bad want to come, comprehensive insurance. But many of you, your future is empty. No word. Wait. As good words are hanging, bad words are also hanging. There was a guy, his name is called Elijah. That guy dealt with all the prophets of Baal. And the woman taking care of Baal was called Jezebel. And when he killed those guys, Jezebel told him, Elijah, the day I meet you again, I will cut off your head. What happened to Elijah? He ran. He didn't meet Jezebel till she died. Until he was carried. But that word was hanging in the air. They now gave back to one boy 600 years later. They call him John. But they said he came in the spirit and power of Elijah. That prophecy was activated. So one day, he left his ministry to the palace and met a queen, Herodias, who is a descendant of a queen, Jezebel. And then something happened. Remember, Jezebel said, when I meet Elijah, I will cut off his head. Suddenly, the daughter danced. As he was dancing, the thing was activated. And he asked, what do you need? She went to her mother. Whenever I meet Elijah, I must collect his head. Give me the head of John the Baptist that is carrying the spirit of Elijah. As bad words are hanging, good words are hanging. Joshua gave a curse. The guy that built this wall, he will do it with his firstborn and finish it with his lastborn. About 600 years later, one guy who didn't know the prophecy decided to build the thing. He started with his firstborn. He ended it with his lastborn. There are negative words hanging here, but let it be word versus word. Can you load your future with words? Can you load your future with words? Let it be word versus word. Let it be word versus word. Let it be word versus word. I will live long ago by the word of God. I will shine. I will last. I will be mighty. I will not be small. I will not be poor. My future is alright. It is well with me. King, come to the brightness of my rising. In my future, I am strong. My children are strong people. My wife is strong people. I live in health. I'm the ambassador of the Lord. Future with words. Hey! Iga koga, iya koga, shaka. My future is alright. Anywhere I go, I am favored. In the morning, in the night, in the noon, favored by men, favored by women, favored everywhere. I carry on trust. Listen, I just gave you a major secret tonight. Every day, load your cloud. You might not see it yet. It's stored. He said, my word will not return to me void until it has accomplished that which I please. The word that go out of my mouth will not return. The words are hanging in the air. They don't return. They don't return. Help us come.
They don't return. Don't keep quiet. Don't keep quiet. Let it be normal to speak. Let it be normal to speak into your future. Make bold declarations under the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Listen to me. Sometimes when you pray, document your declaration. In your room, when you do 1 hour in tongues, don't close the prayer. Quickly release and document what you are saying. I am a voice to the nations. Kings will come to the brightness of my rising. I fill stadiums all over the world. I see the lame walk, the blind see, all manner of miracles. I don't lack resources in any currency. I am too blessed to be ignored. I am too anointed to be rejected. Favored by men, favored by women, favored by young, favored by old, favored by kings, favored by the people. I am mighty. And document it. If you can't write, record it. There are days you want to sleep. Play your decrees. Record your decree. After 1 hour in tongues, carry your phone, begin to record. I am mighty. I am strong. Then when you want to sleep, play it. You will see yourself in your future.